Bree, this is Gary Osborne. It is 4:48 p.m. on the 11th of December. I'm calling you on the renewal with Joe Trent, Trent's Auto Repair. Bridget has sent me an email. A few days ago, and in that email she's expressing her dissatisfaction over the fact that Penn National has gone up on their pricing again. I do not want to move the account if I can help it, but the renewal is about $5,200, and I just don't understand how they keep going up when he's scaling back his operation. He's no longer doing any sales of cars. He's just doing this a little bit. So is there anything you can do to work with Penn National to get this pricing down more reasonably? But if I can't get something done with this, I'm gonna have to do something different with it. So if you could help me with that, talk with the underwriter at Penn National and see if we can do anything to, and another good question would be, like, that second building on that policy, that is just like a little three-sided garage building. He just parks vehicles underneath it. A lot of carriers will have a pertinent structure coverage, and this little building is within 1,000 feet of his garage. So I'm wondering, is it possible that we could cover that little thing as an appurtenant structure rather than having to cover it as a separate building, and maybe we delete that off, which it's not a bunch of money, but it would be a little bit helpful. If you would give me a call back either this evening or tomorrow, send me an email, I would appreciate it. Gary Osborne, 4:50 p.m., the 11th of December. Thanks. Bye-bye.